Morning, everyone. Salamat po, dumalo kayo sa birthday celebration ko. Amen. I'm plenty too. Plenty too. Praise God for His goodness and His faithfulness. I am what I am by the grace of God. Amen. Lahat po ng mga nakikita niyo magandang sa akin ay lahat yan kagagawa ng Lord. Wala po akong naitulong doon. At lahat po ng mga pangit na nakikita niyo sa akin, ako ho yun. That's who I am. No? Kaya all glory belongs to the Lord. Amen? And I feel so rich because I realize I'm so wealthy because I have a lot of friends and a lot of loved ones, no? Nandito po sa ating kalagitnaan. No, palakpakan natin ang Panginoon. Praise God. 2017 is the year of kingly anointing. Amen. Excited ba kayo for 2017? No, ang theme po natin is Your Kingdom Come. Amen. Are you excited about the coming kingdom? Grabe po, yung paparating na kaharian ng Panginoon in all power and glory and authority, na lahat po ng kaharian, lahat ng governments, lahat po ng organizations will all crumble and all fall down before the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Kaya, let's get ready and excited for the coming kingdom. No? At ang sabi ng Panginoon for this year, the Lord is going to release the kingly anointing. Amen? Do you want the kingly anointing? No? Anong ibig sabihin ng kingly anointing? You have the reign, you have the rule, you have the authority. No? You will overcome, you will prevail over any challenges in life. No? At lahat po ng mga problema mo, lahat ng mga struggles mo, no? Lalampasan mo pong lahat yan. Amen? Because you have the spirit of an overcomer. Amen? You have the spirit of a conqueror. Amen? And you're part of this unshakable kingdom. Amen. To God be the glory. Isang ahong malakas sa palakpak sa Panginoon. Amen. Praise God. So as we start the year, this month is the month of consecration. Sabihin po ninyo, consecration. So, ibig sabihin po ng consecration, we are setting ourselves apart for God. No? Ating inihahandog ang ating sarili sa Panginoon. Last Sunday, we talked about seek the King first. No? Seeking the King first. That's consecration. When we seek God first. When we seek the King. Not the kingdom, but the King first. Ngayong umagang ito, ang pag-uusapan natin about consecration is consecration is surrendering all to the King. Surrendering all to the King. Now, when you hear the word surrender, siguro maraming nagsasabi sa inyo parang you don't feel comfortable with the word surrender. We don't like to hear the word surrender. Sometimes people think that surrender is a dirty word. When you wave a white flag, nobody likes defeat. Nobody wants to lose. No? But ngayong umaga ito, pag-usapan po natin, the only way to win and the only way to succeed is to surrender. Parang malungkot kayo. But it's all about waving the white flag before the King of Kings in utter surrender. Amen? So dahil ngayong buwan na to, National Bible Month, no? Dala po ba ninyo ang inyong mga Bibles? Do you have your Bibles with you? Patingin nga po ng mga hawak na Bible. Ayan, hallelujah. Pwede po bang tumayo ang lahat ng may hawak na Bible? Hallelujah, praise God. Pwede po bang palakpakan natin ang lahat ng mga may hawak na Bible? Malakas sa palakpak sa Panginoon. Lahat ng meron daladalang physical Bible. Lahat ng may daladalang physical Bible. Yan. So hawakan po ninyong maigi yung Bible po ninyo. Okay? Hawakan po ninyo, no? At sarado po muna ninyo, no? Sarado po muna ninyo. Dahil Bible month ngayon, karon po tayo ng Bible drill. No? Titingnan ko kung sino ang pinakamabilis makahanap ng passage sa scripture, no? At yung una makakahanap, merong reward. Amen? 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 I have, matindi ho yung reward na nandito. Okay? Unang verse. Tingnan natin, lahat po na may mga Bible. Okay? Physical Bible, ha? Okay? Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Lapit sa akin kapag nakuha nyo na. Pag nakita nyo na, lapit po. Yo, pag nakita mo na, Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Ayun, pakibasa mo nga.
From the translation of CEV. Verse 5, with all your heart, you must trust the Lord and not on your own judgment. Verse 6, always let Him lead you and He will clear the road for you to follow.
Wow! Praise God! Palapakan natin. Si William, William, liga dito. Meron akong reward sa'yo. No? No? Yeah? I have here, yan, Crossworld ballpen and Crossworld tag. At, meron pa. There's more. But wait, there's more. No? There's a gift certificate for you from SM. No? For you. Okay, because you brought your Bible and you're the first one who found the text. Amen ba? Palapakan natin ang Panginoon. Baka kaupo na po tayo. Thank you very much. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. No, ano sabi doon? Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not rely on your own insights. In all your ways, acknowledge Him and He will direct your paths. There are two things there that are very important, no? Dalawang bagay na importante. Kasi lahat tayo, we want to have a good 2017. Amen ba? Amen ba? We have great plans for 2017. Meron na tayo mga plano eh. Saan ka bibiyahe? Anong bibilin mo ngayong taon na to? Anong itatayo mo? Anong negosyong sisimulan mo? Saan ka papasok? Marami ka ng plano. Tama ba? Pero itong kabilin-bilin ng Panginoon sa iyo, sa maraming mga planong meron ka, Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. No? Ano yun? Trust in the Lord with all your heart. The first is with all your heart. You trust Him. Not yourself. Not your plans. Not your desires. Not your feelings. But trust the Lord with all your heart. And then, pangalawang bagay, in all your ways. Ilang bagay? All. So lahat daw ng bagay na may kinalaman sa buhay mo, be it in church, outside the church, in school, in the factory, in the office, even your career, even your hobbies, in all things, acknowledge Him. Kilalanin mo ang Panginoon sa lahat ng bagay. This is a summary of surrendering. With all your heart, you trust Him. Ang pinakamahirap na part dito is do not lean on your own understanding. Medyo yun ang pinakamahirap. Kasi sa totoo lang, matalino tayo eh. Tama ba? Tama ba? Magaling ka eh. Sabi mo sa katabi mo, magaling ka. Hindi mo lang alam. Pero magaling ka eh. Magaling ka eh. Sa sobrang galing mo, minsan alam mo kung kailan dapat, ano dapat, sino dapat. At madalas, idinidikta mo sa Panginoon kung sino dapat, ano dapat, kailan dapat, saan dapat. We have great ideas. Pero, ang sabi ng Panginoon dito, if you want to be successful, and if you want your paths to be straight, trust in the Lord with all your heart. And do not rely on your own insights. In all your ways. How many? All. All your ways. Acknowledge Him. And He will direct your paths. He will make your path straight. Tutuwid ang landas mo. Amen? Hallelujah. Palapakan nga natin ang Panginoon sa magandang pangako na ito. Now, why do you think it is difficult for us to surrender? Bakit ba mahirap sumurrender? Kasi when we think of surrender, we think of losing. When we think of surrender, it's like parang dalawang bansa naglabanan, tapos yung isa nagtaas ng banderang puti, talo na kami. At ayaw nating nalalagay sa pagkatalo. Ayaw nating napapahiya. Ayaw nating nawawalan. That's why we are all allergic to surrender. Pero yung passage natin sa ating devotion noong January 1 is very important. That is Romans. Okay, Bible drill ulit. Okay, unang makakita ng Romans 12, 1 and 2. Ready, go! Pag nakita mo na, lapit ka dito. May gift certificate uli ako sa'yo. Romans 12, 1 and 2. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 1. Aba! Sure ka? Diyan na talaga, Romans 12, 1 and 2 na? Pakibasa nga.
Therefore, I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will.
Wow, ganda ng salita ng Diyos. Ano? Ito, may regalo ako sa iyo. Okay. So, I have a pen. I have a tag. And a gift certificate for you. Okay, thank you, man. God bless you. Romans 12, 1 and 2. Ang sabi doon? Therefore, I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercies, to present your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God, which is your spiritual act of worship. And do not be conformed any longer to the patterns of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove or test and approve the will of God, that which is good and pleasing and perfect. Wow. Galing, ano? Pag-aralan natin mula po sa passage na ito, mula po ngayon, hindi na ako maglalagay ng passage doon sa scripture. Lalagay ko lang yung reference. No? Kasi, nasasanay tayo doon sa screen na mayroong verse. I want you to bring your own Bible. No? Pag uwi mo ngayon, no? Pumunta ka na ng Philippine Bible bookstore, Philippine Christian bookstore, bumili ka na ng Bible mo. Amen? Kung wala kang Bible, ibenta mo yung bahay mo. Pumili ka ng Bible. Di baling walang bahay basta may Bible. Kesa may Bible, kesa mayroong bahay, walang Bible. Amen? So, Romans 12, 1 and 2. Bakit mahirap sa ating sumurrender? No, there are four things that I want to tell you why it is difficult for us to surrender. Number one, we don't really understand the mercy and the grace of God. Hindi mo talaga nauunawaan ano ang grace at mercy ng Panginoon. Ang sabi ni Apostle Paul sa Romans chapter 12 verse 1, no? I appeal to you by the mercies of God. I appeal to you, sabi niya, umaapil ako sa inyo. I'm not just informing you, I am persuading you, ang sabi ni Paul. I am compelling you, I am not just requesting, but I am appealing to you by the mercies of God to offer your bodies. So anong batayan kung bakit nasasabi ni Paul na it's okay to surrender, it's okay to offer your bodies to God? Because you have the mercies of God in view. Ano bang difference ng mercy tsaka grace? Ano pong difference ng mercy tsaka grace? Ang mercy nag-start sa letter M. Spelling. Bukod sa spelling, anong difference ng mercy sa grace? No? Di ba parang pareho lang yun? Sa Tagalog, ang mercy ay awa. Ang grace ay biyaya. O anong kaibahan ng awa sa biyaya? Anyone? Gusto nyo din ng ano? Gift certificate? This is the basic difference. Mercy is not getting what you deserve. While grace is getting what you don't deserve. Tama ba? Ang awa sa Tagalog ay yung hindi mo makuha yung karapat-dapat para sa'yo. At ano yung karapat dapat sa'yo? Parusa. That is not getting what you deserve. You deserve to die. We all deserve to be punished. We all deserve to be accused. To be bound to hell. That's what we deserve. But because of God's mercy, hindi na lang, hindi ka na lang pinarusahan, hindi ka na lang siningil, hindi ka na lang ibubulid sa impyerno. That's God's mercy. Now, what is God's grace? God's grace is receiving or getting what you don't deserve. Hindi natin deserve ang langit. Tama? I don't deserve heaven. Marami akong mga bagay na hindi deserve. I don't deserve my wife. I don't deserve my kids. These are wonderful, wonderful people that God has given me. I don't deserve this church. Hindi po ako karapat-dapat. It's only by the grace of God. Amen? So madalas, kaya tayo natatakot na mag-surrender sa Panginoon kasi hindi mo naunawaan kung ano ang biyaya at ang awang ipinagkaloob niya sa iyo. Sometimes we simply don't appreciate or really, we are not grateful for what has been accorded us. Let me tell you your story in 3 points. Your story and my story. This is our story. Number one, our story is this. We lost it all. That's number one. We lost it all. It's not we lost a lot, but we lost it all. Anong kaibahan nung we lost a lot sa we lost it all? Pag sinabi kasi natin we lost a lot, meron pang natitirang ganda sa atin eh. May natitira ka pang ipagmamalaki eh. Di ba? Pero pag sinabi mong we lost it all, as in we lost everything. Romans chapter 3 verse 23 says, and the first one who finds it in the Bible, go, come. Romans 3:23, pakibasa.
Kabisado.
Hindi, yung nasa... Yeah, dapat may audit, chinecheck.
For everyone have sinned, we fall short of God's glorious standard. For everyone has sinned, we fall short of God's glorious standard.
Amen. Anak ko. Wala bang kiss? Ay, may bonus ako. Okay. Palapala din ang Panginoon sa kay Aliana. Sabi na, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. For all have sinned. Lahat po tayo nagkasala. At lahat tayo, hindi nakaabot sa kalawalatian ng Diyos. At sa langit po, ang grade na passing lang doon, 100. Amen? Pag ang grade mo doon, 99, bagsak ka. Maliwanag po ba yun, mga kapatid? Pag 99 ang grade mo sa langit, bagsak ka pa rin. Ibig sabihin, kahit napakabait mo, oo. Kasi parang isang malinis sa tubig yan, patakan mo ng isang patak na lason, iinumin mo pa ba? We lost it all. Sometimes kasi, we feel we lost a lot. For example, merong isang batang dalagita, 8 years old, na iwanan sa kotse na matay by suffocation. Tama? Palagay nyo, saan nandun ang kaluluwa niya? At hindi kayo makasagot. Nasaan ang kaluluwa ng batang yon na namatay, innocently natulog, na suffocate sa kotse, na iwan, magdamag, kinabukasan, patay na. Nasaan ang kaluluwa niya? Para malinaw itong tanong. Si Bin Laden, na number one terrorist ng buong mundo, ay napatay. Palagay niyo nasa ng kaluluwa niya? Ha? Impyerno! Ang question ko ito, bakit ang bilis mong sagutin na si Bin Laden nasa impyerno, bakit itong 8-year-old na dalagita ay hindi tayo makasagot agad? Why? Because we think that we lost a lot. We think that Bin Laden deserves hell. But this 8-year-old girl, innocent girl, somehow, sa kabaitan niya siguro, kainosentihan niya, baka sa langit, alam mo, umaasa, baka nasa langit, hindi mo agad masagot. Nag-aatubili kang sabihin sa impyerno. Bakit? Kasi may kabutihan naman siguro itong bata na ito. That's a problem with our theology. Kapag inisip natin na we lost a lot, hindi ho, we lost a lot. We lost it all. Kung paanong deserve ni Bin Laden na mapunta ng impyerno ang isang bata na namatay, kung wala din si Kristo sa kanyang puso, kahit gano'n siya kabait, ganun din ang kanyang kahantungan. We lost it all. But the good news is this, He did it all. Who? Jesus. Jesus did it all. Anong ginawa niya? Well, He did it all. Yung dapat ikaw ang gumawa, siya ang gumawa. Yung parusang dapat sa kasalanan yung ginawa, inako niya. He did it all. And we have no contribution whatsoever for what He did. What He did on the cross is sufficient. Wala ka nang pwedeng i-plus. Marami sa atin kasi sasabi, paano ka maliligtas? Pananampalataya kay Jesus, plus good works, plus attending church, plus goodness and kindness. No, it's Jesus Christ, period, because He did it all. Amen ba? Maliwanag ba yon, mga kapatid? Maliwanag? Okay, 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 18. Hindi, wala na po akong ano, wala na. Halika na. 1 Peter 3:18. Napasubo ako ah.
Christ suffered for our sins once for all time. He never sinned, but He died for sinners to bring you safely home to God. He suffered physical death, but He was raised to life in the Spirit.
Ayun pala, nakalagay pala doon, no? Di ba, alibibigyan kita. Okay. Yan. Thank you, Bettina. God bless you. So sabi doon, Christ died for sins once and for all, the righteous for the unrighteous, that He might bring us to God. He was put to death in the body, but was made alive in the Spirit. Christ did it all for you. Yun na po yung huli. Amazing, di ba? He did it all for you. Kaya nga sabi sa Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 and 9. Anong sabi sa Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 and 9? For by grace you have been saved. Anong sabi doon? For by grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not of your own doing. This is the gift of God, lest any man should boast. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8. So wala daw pwedeng magmalaki sa harapan ng Diyos. No? Bakit? Why? Because Jesus did it all. What religion emphasizes is what you should do. What Christianity emphasizes is what Jesus has done. Ang religion, kahit saan religion ka pumunta, ang sasabihin sa'yo, try. try. Ang Christianity, biblical Christianity, ang sinasabi sa'yo, trust. Not try, but trust. Amen? Kaya hindi ang karangalan ay wala po sa atin. Ang karangalan ay nasa Panginoong Jesus lamang. Pwede ba palakpakan natin ang Panginoon? So number one, we lost it all. Pangalawa, He did it all. Pangatlo, we get it all. That's the best news ever. Diba? We get it all. We don't deserve anything good, but we get it all. Because of what Jesus did. Yung hirap, yung lahat ng pasakit na dinanas niya doon sa krus ng Kalbaryo, He did everything for you so that you will get it all. Romans chapter 8, verse 32. Anong sabi doon? Romans chapter 8, verse 32. Ang pagkakasabi po doon ay, He who did not spare His own Son, but gave Him up for us all, how will He not also, along with Him, freely give us, how many? All things. Ilang bagay daw bibigay ng Lord sa'yo? Isn't that mind-boggling? God is willing to give all to you. Sabi, hindi niya pinagkait yung pinakamamahal niyang anak. Yun ang pinakamamahal niya, hindi niya pinagkait eh. Paano naman niyang ipagkakait sa iyo mga bagay na kailangan mo? Lahat ng bagay, handang ibigay ng Diyos sa iyo. Naibigay na nga niya yung pinakamatindi. Parang halimbawa, pinagpatayo ka na nga ng tatay mo ng basketball court. Bola ba ng basketball? Hindi ka pa mabibigyan? Amen ba? Naibili ka nga ng kotse, panggasolina, hindi ka ba maibibigyan? Amen ba? This is your story. This is our story. And we have to understand that it's all by the mercies of God. It's all by the grace of God. Walang dahil may magandang nakita sa'yo, o sa akin, o dahil nakita ng Panginoon, ba, magagamit ko to, mayaman to. Ah, may mapapala ako dito kasi matalino to. Magaling magsalita ito, ililigtas ko nga. Wala eh. Walang nakita ang Diyos na maganda sa atin. Ang lahat ng nakita niya sa atin, puro maruming basahan. Yun ang ating lahat ng katuwiran, parang maruming basahan sa harapan ng Diyos. Pero sa kabila ng lahat ng yun, minahal tayo ng Diyos. It's so hard for us to surrender because we don't really understand the mercy of God. Now, I hope this will help us understand the mercies and the grace of God. Okay. Pangalawa, bakit mahirap para sa atin na mag-surrender? Okay. Number two is because we confuse surrender or commitment for surrender. Ang sabi ni Apostle Paul in Romans chapter 12, verse 1, balikan pa rin natin yung ating verse. Ang sabi niya dito, I appeal to you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, to offer. Sabi nga po ninyo, offer. Hindi sinabi ni Paul to commit. But to offer. Ano bang ibig sabihin ng offer? Pag in-offer mo, no, ibig sabihin yan, you lay it down. You give it away. When you offer, ibinigay mo. You're willing to lose. Or according to the sacrificial system in the Old Testament, it is a sacrifice as a burnt offering. Kaya sinabi ni Apostle Paul sa Romans chapter 12, verse 1, I appeal to you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present or offer your bodies as living sacrifices. Ang ibig sabihin nito, it is a total, total, complete surrender. Burnt offering nga yung context eh. Burnt. Pagka ba burnt offering, may matitira pa? Di ba, alin ang manakawang ka, di ba? Huwag ka lang masunugan. Kasi manakawang ka, may matitira pa eh. Pero yung masunugan ka, wala nang matitira sa'yo.
Eh, ganun yung burnt offering. Pagka naghandog ka sa Panginoon ng tupa, wala talagang matitira. Pati laman, buto, lamang loob, lahat tupo para sa Panginoon.
That's the demand of the sacrificial offering in the Old Testament. It's not just commitment. Kasi pagka pinag-usapan natin commitment, you know, commitment is all about you. No? Commitment. Diba? I commit. Ano iko-commit mo? My time. So it's about your time. I commit my money. O a certain amount of money bibigay ko. So you commit your money, your schedule, your plans. You commit your future. You commit your life. So it's all about you. In your terms. Kung anong gusto mo i-commit.
So sino nagdidikta kapag commitment? Ako. Kasi ako nag-commit eh. Ikinumit ko itong oras ko. Ikinumit ko itong panahon na ito. Ikinumit ko itong lakas ko para sa Panginoon. So, sinong bida? Ikaw pa rin. Kaya mahirap tayong sumurrender kasi nga iniisip natin, we are afraid of losing. Kasi baka maapektuhan yung schedule ko, baka maapektuhan yung career ko, baka maapektuhan yung time ko, yung energy ko, pati pamilya ko, apektado pagka binigay ko, maapektuhan ng maraming bagay.
So that's self-centeredness. Kaya mahirap sa yung sumurrender kasi you're full of yourself. It will be easier to surrender when your heart is filled with God. Ano sabi sa Luke chapter 9 verse 24? For whoever saves his life loses it. And whoever loses his life saves it.
Sa mundo ang sinasabi ay if you find yourself, di ba? Find yourself. If you're confused, find yourself. If you don't know what to do, find yourself, you know, find your inner self, go inside and find yourself. Go to India, have some meditation, and find yourself. Pero sinasabi ng Bible, no, you lose yourself. When you lose yourself, then you find it. But when you find yourself, when you try to find yourself, focusing on self-actualization, no, then you will lose it.
Ang kailangan, kapatid, is surrender, not commitment. When God wants you to offer, He wants you to offer the best. In Leviticus chapter 1, verse 2 to 3, yung ating devotion ngayong week na ito, Leviticus chapter 1, verse 2 to 3, ano sabi doon? When you offer something to God, it must be blameless. And it must be the best coming from your own flock. And when you offer it, it must be complete, including the internal organs.
Wala kang ititira sa iyong sarili, wala kang irereserba para sa iyong sarili. I-offer mo lahat, bumbo.
That's what God deserves. You give your best, hindi yung leftover.
Kaya nga, galit na galit ang Panginoon doon sa mga tao na naghahandog sa Kanya. Ang iniahandog na tupa, yung pisakang mata, pingkaw ang kamay, bali ang buto. Ang iniahandog sa Diyos, yung mga tira-tira. Ang iniahandog sa Diyos, yung may sakit. Ang iniahandog sa Diyos, yung... When we give something to God, we give the best. Amen ba?
Hindi pagka nakita mo yung mga anak mo, sabi mo, ba, itong anak ko na itong panganay ko na ito, magaling sa math. Engineer ka anak. Ito namang pangalawa, magaling ito sa science. Magdoktor ka anak. Itong pangatlo, magaling mangatwiran. Mag-abugas siya ka, anak. Itong panghuli, bobo to. Mag-pastor ka na lang.
Sometimes we think na yung latak, yun na lang ibigay natin sa Panginoon. Yung wala nang, alam mo, yung wala nang makakapansin.
Yun ang ibigay natin sa Lord. No. When we give to the Lord, we give the first fruits. Amen? Ibig sabihin na first fruits, that's the best of your offering. Amen? So you give the best of your life. You give the prime of your life.
Huwag mong sabihin, bata pa ako, maglilingkod pa ako sa Panginoon, eh bata-bata ko pa, marami pa akong mararanasan sa buhay. Pag matanda na ako, Pag iika-ika na ako, doon ako maglilingkod sa Lord. Pagkalaspag na ako, doon ako maglilingkod sa Lord.
You have it wrong. You should give the best of your life, the best of your youth to the Lord. Amen? Amen ba? I have no regrets giving my life at for the Lord at age 15 years old. Salamat po, Panginoon. Ako'y iniligtas mo sa maraming mga kapahamakan at maraming mga kasalanan at maraming. Sometimes, pagka nakakarinig ako mga nagte-testimony na ano eh, na mga drug addict na binago ng Lord, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Yung mga babaero na nagkasandamakmakang asawa at mga anak, tapos nakakilala sa Lord, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Mga nagbago, no? Tapos sabi ko, Lord, gaganda na mga testimony nila. Si Boca Uson, dating, ano, porn, ano, tapos ngayon naging, ano, MTRCB. Tapos, iba na daw siya dati. Dati daw yun. Ngayon, iba na daw siya. Ewan ko kung naging Christian siya. Pero ibang, alam mo, parang, ito may mga patitinding testimony na mga pinaguhugutan, ha. No, yung mga magaling sa kasalanan, galing sa kadiliman, galing sa kalaswaan, tapos binago ng Panginoon. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Tuwan-tuwa tayo kapag nakakapakinig tayo. Sabi ko, Lord, wala akong ganun testimony. Parang walang kulay yung buhay ko. Parang walang kakulay-kulay, no? Parang nag-backslide ka, nalulung ka sa droga, tapos nakakilala ka ulit, na-revive ka, nagbalik loob ka sa Panginoon, ay ginagamit ng Lord. Di ba? Ganda ng patutuwa na ganun. Sometimes, mali eh, di ba? Looking back, sabi ko, Lord, thank you po kasi hindi ko nga dinaanan. Amen? Because you spared my life. You spared my life from all the setbacks and all the troubles that goes with sin, no? And those things, no? Lord, salamat po, Panginoon. It's only by your grace. Hindi ko pinagmamalaki na wala akong ganun. Actually, it's all by the grace of God. Marami na mga pagkakataong muntik-muntik na malaglag. Pero it's only by the grace of God that I'm able to stand. Kahapon po, nabasa ko yung invitation ng aking pamangkin. He's inviting me to officiate his wedding in Las Vegas this February. So, sinulat niya po yun. Sabi niya, I'm inviting my uncle, Pastor Al Termulo, together with his wife, no, to officiate my wedding because my uncle took care of me when I was young, since I was young, and he is my role model. Wow. Sabi ko, nung marinig ko yung makita ko yung letter na yun, natunaw po ang puso ko. Lord, thank you po. Una, it's only by your grace that I can be like this. It's what who I am right now. It's a product of things that, you know, God has done for me. Except what I did. What God has given me are neither earned nor deserved. It's purely by His goodness. All praises be to Jesus. Amen. Palakpakan natin ang Panginoon. Praise God. So never confuse, no? Commitment for surrender. God is not asking for your commitment. God is not asking, God is not soliciting for your commitment. God is asking for your total surrender. Offer your bodies. Offer everything. Amen pa, mga kapatid. It's everything or nothing. So it's hard to surrender. Why? Because we are confused. Pangatlo, why is it hard for us to surrender? It's hard for us to surrender kasi we are undisciplined. Or our minds are undisciplined. Sabi sa verse 2, do not be conformed any longer to the patterns of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Yan pa rin yung text natin, Romans 12, 1 and 2.
Do not let this world squeeze you into its mold. Do not let the systems and the standards of this world get into you. The world and all therein are here today and gone tomorrow. Why is it difficult to surrender? Kasi nga, we fell in love with the world and with the system of the world. Because we see and surrounded by the many things that attract us and tempt us, mahirap mag-surrender kasi feeling mo you will lose. So you compare, we compete, we become envious, jealous of what other people have. Kaya mahirap sumunod ng buong buo. Naalala ko lang si Peter, naalala nyo noon si Peter? Pagkatapos na si Peter ay i-deny niya ang Lord, di ba? Namatay si Jesus sa krus, nabuhay na maguli. Nung nabuhay na maguli si Jesus, so dapat lahat masaya na, di ba? Chapter 20 ng John. Pagdating ng chapter 21, ang sabi doon, si Peter nagaya sa mga kaibigan niya mga isda. Why all of a sudden, no? I mean, in the midst of the, you know, the hype sana of the resurrection, then all of a sudden, mangingisda si Peter. Ano nangyari doon sa lalaki na ito? Maybe he was wondering still. Alam mo yung na-deny mo ang Lord? Oh, excited ka, but things will never be the same again. So he's wondering, no? And because he's wondering, wala sa sarili, wala sa hulog, bumalik sa default. Ano yung default niya? Fishing. Walang kabuhay-buhay. No? Siguro kung tatanungin mo si Pedro ng huli magdamag, no? Pagod na pagod, Peter, ano nangyari sa'yo? Meron ka bang huli? Tanong ng Panginoon. Wala eh. Tapos lalulugulo siya, lugo siya. Ano ang problema? Baka energy gap yan. Pero hindi energy gap yun eh. May problema. No? Yun yung problema doon is for Peter to be restored to the Lord. That's why, after breakfast, makahuli sila because of what Jesus did. Nakahuli uli sila. Tinanong ng Lord si Peter, do you love me? 3 times. Sa harapan ng siga, kung saan nag-iihaw ang Lord. Kasi naaalala ni Peter, 3 beses din yung dininay ang Lord, tinatawa ang Panginoon, sa harapan ng siga. Kaya pinagkarooban ng Panginoon si Peter na pagkakataong i-renew yung kanyang commitment. Yes, Lord, I love you 3 times. Di okay na. Feed my sheep, take care of my lambs, feed my lambs. No? Sabi ng Lord, binigyan ng assignment. And then ang sabi ng Panginoon kay Peter, Peter, balang araw, no? Pupunta ka sa lugar na hindi mo gusto. Bibihisan ka ng mga tao ng damit na hindi mo gusto. At mamamatay ka sa parang hindi mo gusto. But this will glorify God. This is the death that will glorify God. So si Peter naman willing. No? This when discipleship is gonna be difficult. No? Sometimes we love to paint a bright future, di ba? Sabi, oh, the future is bright. You will have more. You will have blessings. Di ba? Gusto natin lahat yan eh. Pero, imagine mo, ang Lord, bago umakit sa langit, sinabihin sa Peter, mamamatay ka ng hindi maganda. Ano yun? Prophet of doom? You will have a difficult time when you die. You will have a difficult discipleship, Peter, ahead of you. Pero kay Peter, parang wala namang problema yon. Kaya ko pa rin yan. Siguro, kakayanin ko yan, Lord. Then habang naglalakad sila, nakita niya ngayon si John. Sabi niya, Lord, Lord, what about John, yung love mo? Alam mo, si Peter, parang iniisip niya, sabihin ng Lord, eh, alam mo, Peter, yung kamatayan ni John, pareho din ang kamatayan mo. Yun ang inihintay niya sabihin eh. Pareho kayo mamamatay sa, na ano, magiging martir kayo pareho. Sabihin siguro ni Peter, talagang ganyan ang buhay dyan. No? Pareho lang talaga, weather lang yan. Pareho lang tayo mamamatay para kay Lord. Good! Pero ano sabi ng Lord kay Peter? No, sinabi niya, Lord, ano naman ang mangyayari dito sa best friend mo, kay John? Alam mo, sabi ng Lord, kung gusto ko siyang mabuhay, hanggang sa pagbabalik ko, anong pakialam mo? Sumunod ka sa akin. If I want him to stay alive, no, until the end, what is that to you? That's none of your business. Follow me. You know why it's so difficult for us to follow Jesus? We compare. Why it's difficult for us to follow Jesus? We compete. Parang yung dalawang lalaki na sa gubat, nung naghahunting sila, biglang may dumating malaking oso. Ang bilis ng oso, tumakbo sila. Sa pagtakbo nila, sa kalagitnaan, ang ginawa nung isa, nagsuot ng running shoes. Sabi nung isa, bro, palagay mo ba maunahan natin yung oso sa ginagawa mo? Sabi nung isa, bro, hindi ko kinakailangan unahan yung oso. Ang kailangan ko lang unahan, ikaw.
That is religion. You want to be the best at the expense of others. You want to be the best at the expense of others. So kapag ka, ikaw ang pinagpapala, ang yabang-yabang mo. Pag iba na ang pinagpapala, malungkot ka na.
Why? Because we feel we deserve things. We know, I deserve this, I deserve that. Pinaghihirapan ko ito. Ang taas ng ating self-entitlement. That's why it's so hard to surrender.
Kaya nung sabi, you have to renew your mind. We're not here to compete. We're not here to conform to the world. We're not here to, you know, to get what the world offers. It's not about us. It's not about our desires. It's all about the kingdom. Renew your mind. How do you renew your mind? You renew your mind by reading your Bible. You renew your mind by meditating on scriptures. You renew your mind by worshiping every Sunday. Amen ba? Ang Linggo po, mga kapatid, hindi po araw ng laba. Ang Linggo po ay hindi araw po ng pagtulog. Ang Linggo ay hindi po araw ng panunood ng sine. Pwede namang gawin yan. Kaya lang, kung sabihin natin, you know, Sunday lang ang pahinga ko, Sunday lang ako makapaglalaba, Sunday lang ako makapaglakwatsa, so I skip church. No. Sunday is the Lord's Day. Amen? It's not a family day even. It's the Lord's Day. Amen? So don't miss that. We should be consistent with our worship. We should be consistent with the Word of God. Memorize the Word. Meditate on the Word. Read good books. Makakatulong po yan para yung utak natin ay umayos. Madalas kasi marami tayong mga sentimiento. Marami tayong mga sama ng loob. Bakit? Kasi feeling mo, deserve ko yun. Gusto mo nang deserve mo? Sige, ang impyerno ang deserve mo. If you fight for justice, if you fight for what you deserve, you might get what you want. What is due us, what we should request God is not justice or fairness. What we should ask God is mercy and grace. Kaya ulitin ko, what I have been given by God, what God has given me, are neither earned nor deserved. Then I understand surrender. And then I have no qualms with fairness anymore. Bakit siya may asawa pa? Bakit siya may anak? Bakit siya may trabaho? Bakit siya mayroong ganito? Bakit may boyfriend? Bakit may girlfriend? Bakit? Renew your mind. Discipline your mind with the Word of God. Amen? Be transformed. You can only transform by the renewing of your mind. Baguhin mo talaga yung mindset mo. Huwag mong hayaan na yung emotion mo. Paimo-imo ka. No?
imo-imo ka, wala ka naman dibo. Magdibo ka muna para hindi ka nag-iimo-imo sa buhay. Amen. So you renew. Do not be conformed any longer to the patterns of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Submit your mind to the Lord. Offer not just your body, but offer your mind to the Lord. Amazing. Praise God. Praise God. Okay. See, Pastor Edmond Chan po, when he was 21 years old, he prayed, Lord, use me. Use me. I want to change the world. Sabi ng Lord, yes, I'm going to use you on one condition. Name it, Lord. Any conditions, no matter how difficult, I will do. I want to change the world. Sabi ng Lord sa kanya, okay, I have one condition, and my condition is this. Stay in obscurity. Sa Tagalog, huwag ka sa limelight. Ah, English pa rin pala yun. Manatili ka sa isang, ano yung obscurity? Matahimik na lugar. Walang masyadong ilaw, walang ingay. Tahimik lang. Sabi ng Panginoon kay Edmond Chan, binagkalooban kita ng matalinong pag-iisip. Huwag mong ipupursu ang PhD mo at huwag ka magsusulat ng libro. Binigyan kita ng magaling na leadership ability. Huwag kang magli-lead ng mga international organizations. Binigyan kita ng mahusay na pananalita. Huwag kang magsasalita sa mga worldwide conferences. Tanong niya sa Lord, Lord, hanggang kailan po? Sabi ng Lord, 20 years. 20 years in silence and obscurity. Tanong niya sa Lord, Lord, ano naman ang gagawin ko ngayon? Tahimik na si Lord. Sasabi niya, kung ayaw ni Lord gumawa ako ng malalaking mga bagay, big things, ang gagawin ko, maliliit na bagay. So yung maliliit na bagay na ginawa niya, mag-disciple. So nagpastor siya sa isang maliit na church, nag-disciple siya ng kokonting young people for so many years. Nung lumipas na yung 20 years, sabi ng Lord, Edmond, it's time. Sabi ni Pastor Edmond Chan, time for what, Lord? I'm answering your prayer. What prayer, Lord? Remember you prayed 20 years ago? Now I'm going to use you. You will write books. You write books. You pursue your PhD. And then you speak. Sabi nga, Lord, ayoko na eh. Wala na akong gana. No? He lost his appetite for fame. He lost his appetite for glory. He lost his appetite for power and authority. When he lost everything, that's when the Lord moved. And we know who Edmond Chan right now is, how he is being used by the Lord worldwide. Hindi lang sa Asia, Europe, America, iba-ibang continents. And when he speaks, wow, grabe po yung lalim, yung yaman ng salita ng Diyos. Bakit? Nagpasa siya na manahimik. May mga pagkakataon sabihin ng Lord sa'yo, manahimik ka. Merong ibang sisikat, haya mo silang sumikat. It's their time, not your time. But your time will come. Amen? Amen? Pag wala ka ng appetite, pag ayaw mo na, tsaka ibibigay. Pag ayaw mo na, wala ka ng gana, doon bibigay. Pero paggigil, nagigil ka pa. Paggigil, nagigil ka pa. Lalo ka niyang pipigilan. Amen ba? Sabi mo nga sa katabi mo, huwag kang manggigil. Sabi mo, manahimik ka.
renew your mind. Renew your mind. Kami raman ni Pastora Citas, ang tagal din naman namin naburo. Hindi naman kami naburo. We love ministering. We love ministering in church. But it was only the last 3 years that we were able to travel. 2 years pala. That we were able to travel. And we didn't know. It's just God is opening doors after doors after doors. Hindi na kami nagbubukas eh. Ang Diyos na nagbubukas ang pinto for us. And so we're so thankful that God is also fulfilling our dreams and our passion for world conquest. Palakpakan natin ang Panginoon, mga kapatid. Okay? Marami pa pala akong time, ano? Mayroon pa akong 2 oras. Okay pa ba kayo dyan, mga kapatid? Yan. Okay. Hallelujah. Sabi mo sa katabi mo, ikaw ngayon, ako naman bukas. Amen. Okay. Another, hindi ko lang nadagdag, dadagdag ko lang, ano? Another thing, how to renew your mind? Para makatulong sa'yo, how to renew your mind? Choose your company. You are the average of 5 people you spend the most of your time with. Ikaw daw ang suma total o average ng 5 taong lagi mong kasama. Oh, sabi mo sa akin kung sino yung 5 taong lagi mong kasama, and you are the average of these 5. So anong dapat mong gawin? Baka kinakailangan may baguhin ka. May mga kaibigan kang idadrop, may mga kaibigan kang ia-add. Amen? May mga ile-let go ka na misa kasi may mga taong hindi naman talaga nakatutulong para makaabot ka sa iyong destiny. You know, life is too precious to be spent hanging out with people who don't even know their purpose in life. So you surround yourself with good people. You surround yourself with smart people. Ako nga, nag-iisip-isip na ako, sino bang mga iimbitahin kong magkape? It's about time that I find people who will challenge my thinking. It's about time that I will hang out with people who will sharpen me as an iron. I need to level up. So, kinakailangan palibutan ko ang sarili ko ng mga tao na talaga makatutulong sa akin para lalo kong humusay para sa kaluwalhatian ng Panginoon. That's the last. Panghuli, 4. Why is it hard for us to surrender? It's because we don't really know who God is. We don't really know who God is. Kasi pag sumurrender ka, yuyukuke. Kanino? Doon sa mas makapangyarihan sa'yo. Hindi ka yuyuko kung hindi mo kilala yung yuyukuan mo. Tama ba? Hindi mo rin naman hahandugan yung isang nasa harapan mo na hindi mo kilala. Lalong hindi mo pagtitiwalaan yung isang persona na hindi mo kilala. In Romans chapter 12, pinakilala sa atin dito kung sino ang Diyos. Paano? When your mind is renewed, you will discern what is in the mind of God for you. What is in the mind of God for you? Ano ang laman ng isip ng Diyos tungkol sa iyo? No? Ano ba ang laman ng isip ng Diyos? Ito sabi ng Panginoon dito. Do not be conformed to the patterns of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind that you may test and approve the will of God. Para daw matanto mo ano ang nilalaman ng isip ng Diyos para sa iyo. At ano daw yung laman ng isip ng Diyos para sa iyo? Good, pleasing, and perfect. So, the thoughts of God towards you are good thoughts.
walang bad thoughts si God about you. All thoughts of God are good thoughts. He wants to give the best for you.
Ito ang kalooban ng Panginoon para sa iyo, kapatid. Ang malaman mo, na ang ganda ng will ni God for you. Ano daw ang katangian ng will ni God for you? Good? Perfect? And pleasing. Amazing. Good, pleasing, and perfect. Sabi sa James chapter 1 verse 17, every good and perfect gift is from above. Lahat daw ng mabuti at dalisay na mga kaloob ay galing sa langit, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows.
Sabi sa Psalm 84 verse 11, ano sabi doon?
Psalm 84 verse 11. For the Lord is a sun and a shield, the Lord bestows favor and honor. No good thing does He withhold from those whose walk is blameless.
Sa Tagalog, hindi ka daw pagkakaitan ng Diyos na mga bagay na mabuti para sa iyo kung ikaw ay lumalakad sa katuwiran. He will not withhold anything good. Conversely, ang ibig sabihin nito, kung hindi ibinigay ng Lord sa iyo, hindi kasi makabubuti. Tama ba? Kasi kayang ibigay ni God, gusto niyang ibigay, pero hindi niya binigay. May rason. Ang sabi doon, He does not withhold anything good. So logically speaking, kung hindi napunta sa'yo, hindi kasi makabubuti sa'yo.
Tama, mali. So God in His wisdom, He is wise. He is wise.
Surrender is not, sabi ni Pastor Edmond Chan, surrender is not giving up all things for Jesus.
Actually, nakuha ni Edmond Chan ito sa kanyang may bahay. Si Sister Anne, si Pastora Anne ang nag-coin ito. Surrender is not giving up all things for Jesus. Surrender is giving in to Jesus.
Kasi pagka inisip mong surrender, you will lose. Di ba? Pag sinurrender mo, nawalan ka.
Sinurrender mo eh, ubos. Naubos. Surrender eh. Pero hindi yun ang ibig sabihin ng surrender. Surrender is not giving up. It is giving in to Jesus. Kaya sabi nga ni A.W. Tozer, Lord, open my eyes that I may see what you have in store for me, that I may be willing to give in to you.
Kaya si Pastor Edmond Chan, kapag ka siya mananalangin, hindi siya nananalangin na, Lord, give me more churches, more conferences, more treasures, more.
Hindi ganun ang prayer niya eh. Ang prayer lang niya, simple lang. Lord, give me what you intend for me. Kung ano po yung gusto mong ibigay sa akin, then I'll receive it. What you intend for me.
Our God is a giver God. Do you believe that? Who can attest to the fact that God is a giver?
Pwede ba makita ko yung mga kamay, taas ang mga kamay, nagsasabi na God is a giver. Come on, may malakas sa sigaw, God is a giver. May malakas sa palakpak na nagsasabi, God is a giver.
Let me tell you something, our God is a giver, He is not a taker. You have it all wrong. Kapag ka naisip mo na ang Diyos lumalapit sa'yo kasi may gusto siyang kuhanin sa'yo. Our God is not a taker. That's why you're afraid. That's why you're afraid of Him. Ayaw mong lumapit sa Kanya. Bakit? Kasi takot kang mawalan. baka kunin niya ang buhay mo, baka kunin niya yung hobby mo, baka kunin niya yung paborito mo, baka kunin niya yung dream mo, baka kuhanin niya yung mga pangarap mo, baka kuhanin niya yung pera mo, baka kuhanin niya yung lakas mo, kuhanin niya ang kabataan mo. He will take away things from you. Ang tanong, is it logical? Is God is a taker? It's so hard to hang out with takers. Ang hirap bumarkada sa mga taong taker, di ba? Yung walang ginawa kundi humingi. Walang ginawa kundi umasa sa libre. Taker. Nangangamkam. Pagkausap mo, puro siya, puro problema niya. Yung pagkatapos mag-usap, para bang natuyo ka. Kasi taker. Our God is not a taker, He is a giver. So don't be afraid of Him. He wants, imagine, is there anything that God needs? Logically speaking. Meron ba siyang kailangan sa'yo? Ba't niya kukuhanan ka? Bakit ka niya kukuhanan? Kailangan ba niya? Kapag ka ba nagutom siya, sasabihin niya sa'yo? Kailangan ko ng pagkain? Wala siyang need. Kaya hindi siya taker. He is a giver. Everything in life is a gift. Every time you breathe, humihinga ka. That's a gift. Hindi lahat nakakahinga ng ganyang kaluwag. Amen ba? Yung pag-circulate ng dugo mo mula puso mo, patungo doon sa paa mo, pabalik, iikot, pautak mo, lahat yan, that's a gift. Pamilya mo, it's a gift. Yung peras mo sa bulsa, that's a gift. Your work is a gift. Your loved ones, your friends are all gifts. Your life is a gift. Your work, your career is a gift. Everything is a gift from God. Why? Because He's a giver. And He wants to give more. God is not just a giver. He's an out-giver. He is an out-giver. Amen. Do you believe me? Anong ibig sabihin ng out-giver? He gives more. God has a big ego. But only God has that right to have the big ego. Bakit? Kasi pag binigyan mo siya, hindi siya mapakali. Lahat ng ibibigay mo, imumultiply niya. Kasi hindi siya papayag na mas magaling ka sa kanya. Pag may ibinigay ka sa Panginoon, imumultiply niya. Tinitiyak ko sa iyo. Bakit? Outgiver siya. He's not a taker. Tanungin mo yung bata. Yung bata na may daladalang limang tinapay at dalawang isda. Tanungin mo siya. Ang Diyos ba taker? Nangangamkam ba siya? Nangunguha ba siya? Nung ibinigay nung bata yung limang tinapay niya, dalawang isda sa Panginoon, anong ginawa ng Lord? He multiplied it. At anong ilang tinapay ang binilig sa bata? 12 baskets full of bread and fish. Our God is a giver. A generous giver. Amen? Amen? Palapakan natin ang Panginoon. Kaya kung si God ay giver, ibigay mo na lahat. Amen ba? Kaya nga, mahirap mag-sacrifice, mahirap mag-surrender sa Panginoon. Kasi nga, iniisip mo, you're going to lose. You're not going to lose because He's not a taker, He's a giver.
When you give, He will give more. He can't help it. He will give even more than you can imagine. Merong isang bata, nasa deathbed na siya, mamamatay na siya. Sabi niya sa papa niya, Pa, the Lord is taking my life. Sabi ng papa niya, my child, don't let the Lord take your life. Give it to Him. Don't let the Lord take it away from you. Give it to Him. You may have lost a lot in 2016. But I have a word for you. Zechariah chapter 9 verse 12. Zechariah chapter 9 verse 12. Sa lahat ng mga losses mo in 2016. 2016, sabi na iba, it's a bad day for celebrities. Dahil ang daming namatay na celebrities sa Amerika in 2016. Ang daming celebrities sa Pilipinas na namatay in 2016. We have losses in 2016, but the Word of God is here. Zechariah chapter 9, verse 12. Anong sabi ng Lord? Return to the stronghold, you prisoners of war. Return to the stronghold, you prisoners of war, with hope. Why? Because I'm going to restore what you have lost, double. For every trouble, God commits double blessings. Amen ba? Kaya hindi nakakatakot mawalan para sa Panginoon. Amen? Amen. Hindi nakakatakot mag-offer ng buhay sa Panginoon. Amen? Hindi nakakatakot ibigay ang mga anak sa Panginoon. Pag ang anak mo nagsusumikap para sa Panginoon, lalo mong ipagtula ka maglingkod sa Panginoon. Huwag mo sabihin, anak, hinay-hinay lang. Nakikita mo, nag-aapo yung anak mo sa Panginoon, tapos sabihin, hinay-hinay lang. Hayaan mo siya maglingkod sa Panginoon. Sa kanyang kabataan, ibigay ang buhay sa Panginoon. Okay. So, let us serve the Lord and let us surrender to the Lord. It's a good thing to surrender to the Lord. Amen? So, paano magiging madali ang pag-surrender? Simple lang, i-reverse lang natin ito. Una, receive the grace of God. Baka kaya hinahirapan kang magsuko sa Panginoon kasi hindi mo pa natatanggap ang pinakadakilang handog. Tanggapin mo ang mapakatinding regalo ng Diyos, ang buhay na walang hanggan, walang bayad, libre, ibinibigay sa iyo. At ang kapatawaran ng iyong kasalanan. Pangalawa, you have to understand surrender. No? Surrender is not commitment. Surrender is everything, giving everything. Renew your minds. Baguhin mo yung isip mo. Okay? At panghuli, know God through Jesus. Probably the reason why you're afraid of surrendering to God, because you don't really know Him. When you know Him, when you get to know Him, you will find out He's a Father, a giver. He is so generous. He's so good. And His will towards you, His thoughts toward you are good, pleasing, and perfect. That's how good He is. Amen? Amen? Okay. Sige po, sa oras po na ito, ay bibigyan ko kayo ng pagkakataon na ibigay ang buhay ninyo sa Panginoon. You know, surrendering your life to the Lord is a good thing. Amen? It's not bad. You're not on the losing end. You will gain, in fact, when you surrender. It's the only way to win. It's the only way to succeed. It's by surrender.